This is the Phil Hendry Show. Mr. Hendry does a lot of shtick where he pretends he's other people. Like now.
Get ready, Cloverdale. It's the Skippy and Frank Morning Show. K-Butt, K-B-U-T-T, presents the Skippy and Frank Morning Show, serving the entire Cloverdale Valley. Get ready, Skippy and Frank.
Thanks a lot. 6 minutes after six, 6:06, 6 minutes after 6 o'clock, Skippy Frank Morning Show here. I'm Skippy.
And I'm Frank.
How are you doing over there?
Take a look at all the stuff that's going to be going on today.
We got a heck of a show today. 4th of July show, and Skippy Frank show, he's cutting edge, always on the edge. I'll tell you right now, it's going to be great, because we're going to have some interviews with a lot of people, and also we're going to be inviting girls to come down here. First girl to come down here and have sex with me gets a gift certificate to Applebee's.
Yeah. Also, hey, wait a second.
What?
President Clinton's on the phone.
Oh, really? President Clinton? I know President Clinton listens to our show whenever he's in Cloverdale. Hey, President... hold on. You should do it.
Yeah. President Clinton listens to our show every time he's in Cloverdale. Hey, President Clinton, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing all right, Skippy and Frank.
Hold on, you're not on the phone.
Oh, I'm doing all right, Skippy and Frank. How you doing?
Real good, Mr. President.
The reason why I called in was to wish you guys a happy
Independence Day.
Independence Day. And to just hope you guys crack me up. You're so cutting edge.
Thanks a lot, Mr. President, for calling in here on the Skippy and Frank Show. Hey, Mr. President.
Yeah?
Do you want to introduce a record?
All right.
Well, turn it down. Turn it down. Go ahead.
It's the Skippy and Frank Show on K-Butt.
Yeah. Hey, 8 minutes after 6 o'clock, 6:08 here. Skippy and Frank Morning Show here on K-Butt, K-B-U-T-T, Cloverdale. And give me some of the weather.
Yeah, we got the weather for Cloverdale right now. It's going to be partly cloudy. It's going to be partly sunny out there. Probably about 75 degrees today. You know, weather's stupid.
Why do you say that?
I just don't like the weather. Always having to get the weather. It's stupid. So idiotic.
All right, it's time now to go to traffic. Now, let's go over there to Eddie Johnson in traffic copter.
All right, it's going to be a Frank right here over to Cloverdale Lowry. And right now, I see a couple of times that might slow commuters up this morning as we head out of the Cloverdale General Municipality out over to the coast there, the North Coast. Alton Road of 15, Skippy and Frank, I hate your living guts. I think both of you guys suck. I think your show sucks. And also, you're going to want to take I-55 up north, and that'll be a fantastic thing. Remember, you can get your first and only haircut at Bob's, because he can't cut hair, he cuts throats. That's Bob's Haircuts, just on 15, Road 15 down Cloverdale. Go to Bob's, he'll probably do something obscene, probably have his hand on your crotch before you're done, because your phone probably fell asleep in a chair. There's a gentleman doing traffic for Skippy and Frank.
That's the traffic on point. You already said the Cloverdale Municipality Expressway, huh?
Yeah, I take that into work every day.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm about to say something funny.
Go ahead.
That's probably because your wife throws you out of bed and you got to come into work early. Ten minutes after 6:10, Skippy and Frank Morning Show on K-Bot.
All right, 6:10, 10 minutes after 6 o'clock, Skippy Frank and a K-Butt. Then we got the first girl to come down with her rack painted red, white, and blue wins a handle of my Roman candle.
Yeah. And handle Frank's Roman candle. Come on down, painted red, white, and blue.
All right, we got something really, really great coming up here. We got General Cosgo from the VFW is going to join us here. And, I see some patriotic racks down here, too.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Patriot rack, red, white, blue. Come on down here. You can have sex with me, too. Remember, you got a gift certificate to Arby's.
Yeah.
All right, how you doing, General?
I'm doing very well, Skippy and Frank.
That's great. Are you like a veteran or something, man? Did you like, were you shot at by Japs and stuff?
Oh, what'd he say? He asked if you were shot at by Japs. Oh, yes, I was in the Guadalcanal.
You fell into what canal?
What are you people doing? You confuse me.
Well, look, here's what we're going to do. General, it's good to have you on the show. And as you know, every year, Frank and I do something for the March of Dimes. And we want to do something. You know, a lot of these morning shows call themselves Cutting Edge.
Yeah, I listen to Skippy, Frank.
That's real good, General. Well, we really support the March of Dimes and the Arthritis Foundation. And Skippy is going to have an entire brick of firecrackers shoved up his butt and lit to try to raise money for the March of Dimes.
That's right. And because we, you know, we don't pussy out, you know. We do daring stuff in our show.
Stay tuned for that. Skippy's going to have a brick of firecrackers shoved up his ass and lit.
12 minutes at 6 o'clock, 6:12. Skippy and Frank on
K-Butt.
All right, that was Gary Hoy here on Skippy and Frank on K-Butt. 12 after 6, 6:12, 6:12, 12 after 6, 6:12, 12 after 6. We're going to take a look at traffic, and then we're going to do our big Independence Day thing. And here is Eddie Johnson.
Really hate your radio show. Boy, I wish I was working somebody else's show right now. We have out there over the thing. I don't know what the hell's going on out there. I think I'm going to kill myself. All right, thanks, Skippy and Frank.
All right, so what's up, Skip?
All right, you got that brick of firecrackers. Now, General Haven is here from the VFW. Have you ever seen a guy have a whole brick of firecrackers shoved up his butt?
No, it sounds dangerous. I don't...
Well, you're in a war and stuff. You shot at Japs, huh?
I don't... I was here to promote the VFW picnic and... support of the March of Dimes. I don't know what you people are doing.
Oh, don't worry about it. You're going to love it, okay? All right, I'm going to spread. Now, General, I want you to put a liberal amount of lube up my crack. Just go right ahead.
Holy Jesus, I can't do this. You can't ask the General to do that.
Come on, go ahead, General. Just put your old wrinkled hand right into that lube. There you go. That's it.
Oh, God, what are you making me do? He's got my hand in the crack of this boy.
That's all right. Lube it up. All right, now you got it, Frank?
I got it right here. Okay, I got the, I got a whole brick here of firecrackers, and we're going to do, oh, wow, hold on for a minute. Close the window. All right, I got the brick of firecrackers.
Right, so I'm going to light this whole brick of firecrackers and shoved up my butt, and we're going to do this for the March of Dimes. Here goes.
Holy Jesus, you poor boy.
Fire out. Put it out.
Oh, my God. There's a fire extinguisher over here. Skippy! Skippy!
Put it out. Skippy. Skippy. What? Oh. Okay. It's 15 after 6, 6:15 here. Skippy and Frank, morning show. Really happy to be with you. Skippy.
Oh, Gloria.
We'll be right back here on the Phil Henry Show.
Oh.
Bill Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. We're going to go open phones here for a few minutes. But first, we had a Bud Dickman moment that we were going to do here, and we're going to do that. We have, I believe, a fire safety tip that we want to do. So, Bud, are you ready?
Sure, I'm in another minute.
Another minute, okay. This is the Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. Like I said, we will be doing briefly some open phones just as soon as we get, you know. Are you all ready?
Yeah, go ahead and cue it.
Okay, it's time now for a Bud Dickman fireworks safety minute. Go ahead, Bud.
Hello, everyone. I'm Bud Dickman, and this is a fireworks safety minute on the Phil Henry Show. Never hold a firework by the lit end. One time a friend of mine did that, and that, I can't describe what happened, but it was not good. He lit it, and then he grabbed the fuse, and it was not very funny. If you get burned by an explosive, put butter on it. Number three.
What do you mean, put butter on it?
Hold on for a minute. Number three, don't go to the emergency room unless there's blood coming out of where it blew up. Number four, learn to write with both. This is very key, Phil.
Uh-huh.
Learn to write with both hands in case you blowed off the fingers on the hand what you write with.
I see.
And now, number four.
I can't wait.
Never hold a lit firecracker between your teeth until the wick disappears.
Okay, kill the music for a minute. Is that it?
That's it.
Okay. Bud, don't go anywhere.
All right.
Bud, that bit that you just did bombed so horribly that we now have to take a vote to see which member of the show has to go off our little Survivor Island, if you will, okay? You know the TV show Survivor?
Know it. I tape all the time.
Okay, great. We're going to take a vote now, me and Mike and Craig, and we may have to vote somebody off of our show because what you just did sucked so bad, okay?
Do I get to vote too?
No, you don't. No, just me and Craig and Mike.
All right.
Okay, guys, who do you think, just write it down on a piece of paper, who do you think we ought to vote off the show? Okay, I got Craig's vote, I have Mike's vote, and my vote. How about this? It's unanimous. Bud Dickman.
Wow, really?
That's right. Get lost. Split.
Can I see the tally?
Just get out of here. Can you see the tally? All right, 1-800-449-8686. It's Phil Henry's show here. Let's go to the phones now. Los Angeles, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello, Phil, how you doing?
Good.
Good. I'm calling in about the Ronnie Van Zant and Steve Gaines. They had their graves vandalized. I don't know if you heard about that.
Their graves were vandalized? Yeah, Ronnie Van Zant and Steve Gaines from Lynyrd Skynyrd, their graves were broken into.
Well, why do you think Jim Morrison and Jimi Hendrix's graves are always desecrated? It's the same up and down all the time, see? They're always desecrated.
Hello? What is going on around here? Hello? What happened to that call? Unbelievable. I don't know what happened there. Okay, so all of our phones are, like, shot, so what can I tell you? 1-800-449-8686. I don't know what happened to that phone call. He was talking about desecrating the grave of Ronnie Van Zant and Steve Gaines, two members of Lynyrd Skynyrd. He was going to make a point on Jim Morrison and Jimi Hendrix's graves, and now the next thing that you know, the guy ain't there anymore. So, whatever. Okay, let's go to Alhambra on the Phil Henry Show. Hi.
Hello, Mr. Henry.
Hi.
I must say you have a very entertaining program.
Thank you very much, sir. What can we do for you?
Phil, I wanted to call and let you and your listeners know that I am a troop leader with the Boy Scouts of America, And the Supreme Court ruling, which has eliminated homosexuals from the Boy Scouts, is something that, as a troop leader, I do support. And
do you really? I mean, is there a divergence of opinion?
Well, I suppose there is, but we do support it as scout leaders because we do have the right as a private organization to fix the requirements as we see fit. And we do want we want people to recognize that we do have a certain standard by which we operate. This is not to say that we don't like the homosexual, but it is to say, excuse me, that it is not something for the Boy Scouts of America.
I understand. I mean, it's very unfortunate, though, sir.
Well, you know, Phil, we have been in business, the Boy Scouts of America, for over 300 years, and it is something that we just feel is best for our organization at this time. But there has been some fallout, and I called your program this evening to address that, if I could.
Go ahead.
A lot of people are confused. No, we are not taking any gay applicants, but we want everyone to know that we still are taking Negroes. And that was a problem that we...
That you're still taking...
Yeah, we are accepting the black people. See, that was a problem when they...
Well, what happened?
Well, I don't know. Somehow it got... They thought that we're not taking any blacks, but we are. We're very happy to report that the Negro is still welcome, but the gays are not. Okay, just so...
Well, isn't that sweet of you to make that...
Well, we didn't want to see whether the applications dropped probably about 3,000% when we said we weren't taking any gays, and...
Okay. Are you really a troop leader?
Yes, I am, but I'm kidding about that. I'm trying to lighten it up.
Well, then what are you trying to tell me?
We are taking blacks. We're not taking gays.
Okay, great. I kind of figured that. You are taking blacks. You're not taking gays.
You got it.
All right, thank you. We want everybody to know we're still taking black people. 1-800-449-8686. This caller is back. Yes, sir.
Roger, I'm awfully sorry. I got cut off. And
yeah?
Well, anyway, all the reason why they desecrate the graves of rock stars is because they want up-and-coming musicians want to take on some of the dead musician's talent by having some part of the dead musician with them, you see?
So they're robbing graves, and they're trying to steal some part of the dead musician so that they can be talented.
That's right. That's why Britney Spears was seen hanging around Janis Joplin's grave a lot, you know. And you see a lot of people hanging around different graves and different places like that, right? You know, like Jim Morrison, the guy from Goo Goo Dolls was hanging around Jim Morrison's grave, right? And Lenny Kravitz is hanging around Jimi Hendrix's grave, right? And it seems to me it's all rubbish, but if that helps them, right? And, you know, it's all just a different thing like that, you know, like Billy Ray Cyrus was hanging around Ronnie Van Zant's grave. And
Billy Ray Cyrus.
That's right. So it's all part of trying to, you know what, Phil, after this bit, maybe they ought to vote you off the show.
Yeah, I was just thinking that. Why don't we take a vote right now, okay, since this bit's bombing so badly. What do you think, me off the show? There's a hand, there's a hand. I vote for me off the show, too. I'm voting me off the show, okay? I'm voting me. I'm going off the island. Oh, man. Okay, well, you know what it is? It's Friday, and we've got the 4th of July coming up. It's going to be a 12-day weekend now? I know a lot of you guys are taking off. They close this joint up at 3, and you know what? You know what I think I'm going to do? Just so our local stations are aware, we're going to go dead air for the last 30 seconds of this half hour, okay? Just because we feel like it. Please do not panic. Don't go to any break until we tell you to, but we're going to dead air here for the last few seconds. Thank you.
Ronnie Van, hello?
We'll be right back.
Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. So for the final half hour of the show, your favorite drink recipes, and we're joined by Margaret Gray, nationally syndicated columnist from her home, somewhere near her home in Santa Monica. And Margaret, for this last segment, I thought what we would do is get people to call in with their favorite drink recipes as we prepare for the 4th of July.
I just think it's a wonderful way to prepare for our 4th of July weekend, to get some really good drink recipes, so that we're not all doing the same thing. What is yours, Phil?
Mine is scotch on the rocks. You pour the scotch into a glass, hold the ice, and it's just delicious. And
okay, that's great.
All right, so what is yours?
Well, I have a wonderful one. This is called a pulelehua. And this is served at the Kapalua Bay Resort in Hawaii. Now, everyone take out a pen and pencil and write down the ingredients, because I think this is a fun, fun little drink for the 4th of July.
This is called a what? A pulelehua?
Pulelehua. 1 ounce of white rum, 1 ounce of Midori, 1 ounce of coconut syrup, just a splash of blue carassi. You know that stuff? How is that pronounced, Phil?
How do you spell it?
C-U-R-A-C-O-U.
I don't know what it is. What is it? Contrayu. No, it ain't Contrayu.
Well, whatever that is, Phil, it's...
Hey, Schaefer. What is C-U-R-A-C-O-U? How do you pronounce that? Curacao. Okay, Curacao.
All right, that's it. A dash of blue Curacao. Isn't he the director from Japan?
No, that's Akira Kurosawa. Curacao, okay. Now, what's the next one?
Yes. Then 1 ounce of triple sec, 1/3 of a banana, 1 ounce of pineapple juice. Now, you blend that with ice, and it's just delicious.
And that's called the pulelehua.
That's right. Here's another one, Phil, that I think is almost hallucinogenic. It is refreshing, it's very sweet, as is the other drink that I just mentioned to you, and it gives you a real kick. It's called the Red Wave.
Red Wave, go ahead.
1/4, and this is just one, it's just portions of the drink. Do you understand, Phil?
Yes.
So it's 1/4 vodka, 1/4 peach schnapps, 1/4 cranberry juice, 1/4 orange juice.
And that's called?
That's called the Red Wave. And it is very tasty. It'll kick your rear end 6 ways to sunset.
Isn't that also called the Crimson Tide?
Yes, also the Crimson Tide, or Ride the Red Wave, or Ride the Red Wings, or that kind of thing.
Okay, got it. All right, so there you have a couple of drinks there, the pulelehua. What is that? That's from Hawaii?
No, that's from Albuquerque, New Mexico. Yes, it's Hawaii. Kapalua Beach Resort.
I don't know that hotel.
It's nice. Gretchen and Mike have stayed there. Ask them about it.
Okay. Is that a nice hotel, Mike? He's nodding his head. He says it's great. It's better than the Ritz-Carlton. Wow. Okay, and then the Red Wave. What hotel is that from?
It's not from a hotel, dear. It's just something that I threw together. It is something I'm very proud of. I made that drink up one night. Frank wanted something refreshing.
Oh, you invented that?
Yes, I did.
Say that again. 1/4 vodka, 1/4 peach schnapps, 1/4 cranberry juice, 1/4 orange juice.
You got it. That's called the Red Wave, and it's really, really good.
All right. Let's go to Van Nuys on the Phil Henry Show. Hello?
Hi, Phil Henry.
Yes, hi.
Yeah, my name's Joey. I got a drink. It's called the South Pacific.
Uh-huh.
And it's a Captain Morgan Spice Rum, as much as you want. I've never really figured out the quantity. A little Galliano, some pineapple juice, orange juice, and some cranberry juice for color. And you could actually put in one more sweet liqueur if you wanted to, serve it with ice. And after that, you know, after about 2 or 3 of those,
go swimming.
You're digging your own pool. Yeah.
There you go. You're digging your own pool.
I'm a faithful listener, but you know, I'm in heavy traffic here. I'm talking about drinks. This is
Captain. Well, as soon as you get home, man, you know, head on. I would say so. Captain Morgan's,
right.
And what else, brother? There's
Captain Morgan's,
right?
A little Galliano. You can put, if you want, you can put some other sweet liqueur in it if you want, something clear, preferably, along with pineapple juice, orange juice, and cranberry juice for color. The cranberry juice gives it like a red color.
What about that, Margaret?
Yes, that's a great drink. That's called a Love Shack.
No, I think that...
Yeah, it's called the South Pacific, but I also know it as the Love Shack.
I've never heard of it as a Love Shack. That's
okay. So that's the South Pacific,
that sounds
pretty good, man.
Okay.
Okay, brother. Thanks.
Hey, Bill. Keep up the great work.
Thanks
I really love the show, man. It's the best on the air.
Thank you very much, sir.
You got it.
God, he's real ass sucker, isn't he?
Will you forget it? The guy's being nice. Thank you, sir. All right, 1-800-449-8686. And here's a guy here on line two from La Mirada with a perfect margarita. Is that it, pal?
Yeah.
Oh, God, I love margaritas. How do you make yours, darling?
You have Cuervo 1800.
Cuervo 1800. Now, you don't like Cuervo, do you, Phil?
No, I don't mind Cuervo if you mix it as a margarita. That's a fine... It's not a sipping whiskey. Go ahead. Cuervo 1800.
Cuervo White.
Cuervo White.
Yeah, that's just for a little bite if you wish.
Okay, so you got your 1800, which is your Reposado, and then you have your Cuervo Silver...
And then you add Rose's Sweet Lime Juice.
Rose's Sweet Lime Juice.
Rose's Sweet Lime Juice.
Bull's Triple Sec.
Both Triple Secs.
And you have Bull's Orange Curacao.
Bull Orange Curacao?
That's right.
Okay.
Okay, then you have this in a shaker over ice. You shake it up, and you pour it over ice in a glass.
Oh, God, that's refreshing, isn't it? Now, how quickly does it come on?
What's that? The buzz?
Yeah, she's asking about the buzz. How fast does the buzz come on? Pretty fast?
No, not really.
It's just a very nice light drink, isn't it?
Yeah.
That sounds delicious. And do you have a name for that?
It's just the margarita.
It's called a margarita.
Oh, all right.
Okay, good, pal. Thank you.
All right, thanks a lot.
Beautiful 4th of July weekend. So there's a margarita. Here is...
Now, Phil, here's a wonderful drink that I made up. I don't know what it's called yet, but there's a fifth of Jack Daniels, followed by a 12-pack of Samuel Adams, followed by a fifth of vodka, and then a fifth of gin. And what happens, it's a marvelous drink.
Yeah.
Your head congeals to your pillow from vomit. And
that's just great. I'm glad to hear that. Okay, let's go to, see, what happened to the dude? Here's New Haven on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
What's happening?
What's up, man?
I got a drink that's going to kick everybody's ass.
Okay.
It's great. It's called a Dean Martin. It's got 1/4 Southern Comfort, amaretto, sweet and sour, and Coke. 1/4 each. Because
now, why
really...
do you call that a Dean Martin, dear?
Because when I made it, I had it in one of those little tumbler glasses, and it had ice in it. And I just felt like Dean Martin, like in one of those old 50s movies.
You had it in what we call the old-fashioned glasses.
That's exactly correct.
All right, so the Southern Comfort Amaretto, which is the almond liqueur, Phil.
I know.
Sweet and sour.
Sweet and sour. Just any sweet and sour, all right.
And Coke. 1/4 each.
Now, did you hear what I said about your head being congealed to the pillow from vomit?
Yeah, actually, it'll put your head in a vice.
That's wonderful. That's just wonderful.
But I wrote a song about it.
And the other thing that I like, I'm sure you did. The other thing I like about drinks like that is it grows hair on your teeth in the morning, doesn't it?
Okay.
No doubt about it.
All right, buddy, let's hear your song.
Okay, it's called Dean Martin.
Go ahead.
He goes, I got a brand new drink.
Yeah, we don't want to hear it. 1-800-449-8686. Now let's move here to, I don't know what to tell you. Here is San Diego on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi, San Diego.
Yes, dear. You're on with Phil Henry and Margaret Gray.
Hello, dear. How are you?
Hi, Margaret. How are you? You're so beautiful.
Yes, I am.
Well, thank you for knowing that. Okay, I have
one
called Sheila Tye. She-Tye.
What's it called, darling? A She-Tye.
Named after myself.
Oh, God bless you.
Okay, and that's 2 scoops of sherbet ice cream, and that has to be the multiple one, rainbow.
Oh, and you mean the Neapolitan, dear?
Neapolitan rainbow, excuse me?
She said sherbet ice cream.
Sherbet ice cream.
What do you mean? How many scoops? 3?
2.
Oh, 2 different kinds of sherbet.
No, just the 2 rainbows. You're going to need the 2 scoops to soften this drink up.
What's a rainbow? I don't understand.
Rainbow sherbet.
Oh, rainbow sherbet. Oh, okay.
Sherbet?
You've never heard of rainbow sherbet?
No, I'm not a big sherbet. So 2 scoops of rainbow sherbet.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And then you want 18 ounces of Mai Tai.
18 ounces of Mai Tai mix.
Right.
Okay.
Mai Tai, the drink.
Oh, 18 ounces of the Mai Tai drink.
Yes.
And you can get the Mai Tai mix, Phil,
yeah,
at liquor stores.
Exactly.
I know you can, but she's saying the Mai Tai drink, which is Mai Tai mix and rum.
Okay, add two more ounces of rum with that, and you'll float on.
You're floating on.
You're floating on.
That's
okay,
a beautiful
and then
thing,
I have,
okay.
Then I have a real good one for you.
Okay.
It's called the Tornado.
And like that drink you just told us about was crud, but this is a real good one.
I drink it, and everybody at the party, it's a summer drink.
When you drink it, darling, do you call that putting on your, what's it called?
It's called shi-tai.
So you put on your shi-tai goggles and take a look at the men, right?
Okay, so what's the other one?
And the other one is called Tornado or Twister.
Okay, cool.
And that's 6 ounces of Cuervo.
Oh, God.
Gold.
Oh, God.
Okay, 6 ounces of gold.
Mm-hmm, 3 ounces of orange juice.
3 ounces of orange juice.
Without the pits.
Of course.
Uh-huh, and 4 ounces of 7-Up.
Oh, wow. Awesome. Is that sort of like a tequila sunrise? Or no, it's not tequila sunrise.
No, it's a settler. It's more like a twister after you've had it, but it's really good.
Darling, that is sadistic. That's wonderful. Can you use any kind of tequila? Or
no, I really wouldn't. I've tried it. I've even tried the silver, and I've tried the ones from...
Now, do you sit home alone and come up with all these drinks by yourself?
No, sweetie. I'm not a closet alcoholic.
All
I prefer
right.
to do it out and about.
You know that I am.
I order mine at the bar just like that.
You do.
I make them give me exactly that.
And then the men walk through the door, and they just...
And they're all mine.
They're all yours.
In my eyes.
You exude that that glow.
Okay, good.
Have a good one.
Thanks for calling. What, Craig? You gave a weird look. She sounded cool. She sounded like a fine lady. Craig thinks that, ma'am, the lady we just hung up with us, Craig Taylor thinks she sounded weird. What, you think she's an alcoholic? Oh, the audio. Yeah, the audio on the phone line around here has been slowly but surely. What's this? Mike Schaefer's number 2, Lynchburg Lemonade. Well, everybody drinks Lynchburg Lemonade. You get the little tiny bottle at the store. Oh, this is your Lynchburg Lemonade. One part Jack Daniels, one part sweet and sour, one part triple sec, two parts of 7-Up, and that'll come sailing right out of your stomach inside of an hour with the ham sandwich you had. Is it good? I'll bet you it's so good that it does come sailing out of there. Those drinks that are really good and really deadly, 1 o'clock, man, and you're talking to Ralph on the big white phone, you'll think again. You'll think again, my brother. 1-800-449-8686. Okay, so we're going to get to a few more cocktail recipes here before we bug out for the 4th of July weekend. It's the Phil Hendry Show.
About your favorite drink recipes. And Phil is out right now mixing himself a cocktail, so we'll go to a phone call. Berkeley, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey, what's up?
How are you, dear?
I got a drink called Tropical Booby.
Tropical Booby?
Yes, it's very tropical. It's 1/4 Malibu, 1/4 peach schnapps, 1/4 pineapple juice, and 1/4 of orange juice.
1/4 what, dear?
Malibu?
Malibu. Now, that's rum.
Yes. Coconut rum, though.
Right. And then 1/4?
Peach schnapps.
Peach schnapps.
Yep.
Okay.
Pineapple juice. And
pineapple juice. And then what else?
And orange juice.
And orange juice. That's very similar to the Crimson Tide, but you call that the Tropical Booby.
Yeah.
And then after you drink that, you know what starts happening?
What?
Things start happening in your head. You know, you start hearing a guitar, and then you just, for kicks, want to drive an airplane over the Monterey Bay out of control. Something that you built yourself.
Maybe here in Berkeley.
I'm sorry?
Maybe here in Berkeley.
Not there in Berkeley. Coming home. This is John Denver with Rocky Mountain. Excuse me, I dropped the phone. Hi. Do you know this song, dear?
No, I don't.
Excuse me. When he first came to the
mountains, his life was far away. Drink a tropical booby and you hear this. Hanging by a song. But the string's already broken, and he
doesn't really care. It keeps changing fast, and it don't last for long.
Happy 4th from all of us.
If the Colorado Rocky Mountain High, I've seen it rain and fire in the sky.
You want to sing along with us, Margaret?
Yes, I do.
Shadow from the mountain,
softer than a lullaby.
Rocky Mountain High in Colorado. Rocky Mountain High. Oh, stop, Frank.
He climbed cathedral mountains. He saw silver clouds below. He saw everything as far as you can see. And they say that he got crazy once and he tried to touch the sun. And he lost a friend but kept a memory.
It's a big juice sandwich and we all gotta take a bite.
In quiet solitude, the forests and the streams, seeking grace in every step he takes. His side is turned inside himself to try and understand the serenity of a clear blue mountain lake.
Did you want to have a frosty one?
Rocky Mountain High, Colorado. Rocky Mountain High. Now his life is full of wonder, but his heart still knows some fear of a simple thing he cannot comprehend. While they try to tear the mountains down, they bring in a couple more. More people, more scars upon the land. In the Colorado Rocky Mountain High.
Yes, but it's in pain, but it hurts good.
I've seen it rain and fire in the sky. Though he'd be a poor man if he never saw an eagle fly. Rocky Mountain High.
Just the sunrise, I'm there.